No, it's not. It's time for the Britpop Show, and let's get this party started with a bit of Vic Reeves.
There's been a huge surge in the number of
You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
I thought I'd get the party started. It is the Britpop Show, people, and whether you're listening live or listening on demand, as they say nowadays, you are very much welcome. And if you want to get in touch, you know what to do, at the Britpop Show on Twitter or on Blue Sky. And Paul Marshall got in contact during the week and he said, look, Britpop Show, I'm a bit behind, but I loved the Curveball Show. That's the Curveball Show from a few weeks ago, which you can still get if you just go online and type in RSS, the Britpop Show, or go anywhere like Amazon or anything like that. You can find us. Anyway, he said, love the Curveball Show. Love the opener from Midget. Never heard that before. See, this is why we listen. Thank you, Paul. Thank you very much. He says, keep up the good work. How about Aphrodisiac by Powder? Now, I'm going to have to get that one. It's a little bit off the wall, that one. A little bit of a curveball. I see what you did there. What I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to get that one onto the system. So in the meantime, you can enjoy another bit of Midget again.
Get out of here. shells in my big invisible balloon. When I'm up so high in the sky, no one sees my invisible. See the sights and we'll see all the girls in my big invisible balloon. When I'm up so high in the sky, no one sees my invisible balloon. See the sights and we'll see all the girls in my big invisible balloon. When I'm up so high in the sky, no one sees my invisible balloon. See the sights and we'll see all the girls in my big invisible balloon. When I'm up so high in the sky, no one sees my invisible balloon.
Treat for you midget fans out there. It's a bit of invisible balloon, and we're not even on to the theme of the show. It's a massive 30-year anniversary. In fact, four massive 30-year anniversaries coming up. So think about what you were doing in March 95. Take yourself back to that. But before we do, I've had a message from listener Helen who says, yay, I've just had a mail from Paul Draper, and it is indeed Dark Mavis. She's talking, of course, about the fact that he's asking for fans to join in a chorus for an acoustic album that he's doing of basically all of their favourite songs. So they're doing Dark Mavis acoustically, and if you've had an email, you will indeed be on that album along with listener Helen. Beautiful. Now, it's 30 years since Radiohead released their best album, The Bends. We're not going to have an argument about whether it's their best album. We're also not going to have an argument about whether or not they're Britpop. We are going to celebrate it. 13th of March, 1995. What other band released an album on that day? Black Star, Radiohead, and we have had a request for a shout out to Charlie and Albie listening with their amazing mum. Right, Radiohead, best album, come on. Possibly the best album of the Britpop era. Starts with Planet Telex, then The Bends, High and Dry, Fake Plastic Trees, Bones, Nice Dream, Just, My Iron Lung, Bulletproof, I Wish I Was, Black Star, Sulk, and Street Spirit Fade Out. Can it get better? I know loads of people are going to have a big argument about whether they're Britpop or not. And if you want my opinion on it, I did a podcast recently with Steve from Electricity and Pete, who's just some dude who's just hanging around. It's called the Electropod. And Steve was trying to, in fact, it was Pete, was trying to convince me that D-Ream was a Britpop band and I wasn't having any of it. And they were saying that Radiohead weren't because they were too raw, too rock. And I was saying to them, well, Suede are definitely Britpop. So how can you say Suede are Britpop and Radiohead are not? So that sort of summarised the argument. If you want any more in-depth argument, go and check it out. It's called Electropod. Anyway, did you find out, did you recognise what album was also released on that same day, on the 13th of March 1995? It was, of course, Elastica.
Hits from the 1990s.
Now, there's something in the water in March 1995, because on the 13th of March, you had Radiohead and also Elastica. On the 14th of March, you had Sleeper, who released Smart. And then there was another big album on the 20th of March. Can you guess what it is?
He's not a prince, he's not a king, she's not a woman. 1990s.
Did you get it from that pretty obvious clue? That's right. Sleeper released Smart on 14th of March 1995 and Gene released Olympian on the 20th of March 1995. What was going on? What was in the water? It just shows you the standard of music back 30 years ago. I know, 30. When I started this, I was going mad at 25 years ago and now it's all 30. Right, on the 10th of March in 1990, so what's that, 35 years ago, Suede performed their debut gig at the White Horse in West Hampstead. And because we are doing Radiohead, and I thought it might be a little bit downbeat, I thought I'd play one of their basically pop classics, which is basically any song from their third album coming up. I thought I'd go with Trash. Now, I like to think of this show as a bit of a Monday night hug. You know, it's a little bit of, don't worry, put my arm around you. On Monday night, you've got through the first working day of the week. You can do this. You can take this all the way to Friday. Now, Brian says it's a bit of a tradition for him. He says he often listens whilst cooking dinner on a Monday night. But, he said, last night he made a dinner that's good enough for two nights. How good is that? Stick one in the freezer. Love it. He says, good enough for two nights, so I'm going to have to catch you on the podcast. That works for me, Brian. Whatever works for you works for me. Now, the Supernaturals are back. They have been doing some shows over the last couple of years, and they're doing some more shows coming up, but they have a new album out. It's out on the 2nd of May 2025, and it's called Show Tunes. And the track listing, it's on vinyl, CDs, and you know, Amazon, whatever. And the track listing is as follows. 14 tracks. It's big, isn't it? It's number one, Don't Let the Past Catch Up With You. Wise words. Two, We Were on Fire. Three, Roy Wouldn't. Four, She Is the Reason. Five, Of Human Bondage. It's an interesting one. Six, Clockwork Orange. Seven, Delgato. Eight, Turn It Around Again. Nine, If You Can't Love Yourself. 10, Burn the Witch. 11, Spirit. 12, Killed by Submarines. They love Submarine like a song title, don't they? A Submarine song. I love that song. Really good off their second album. Long Live Love and then Dread. Haven't heard any of them. Haven't got any of them. So you'll have to do with this one off their debut album.
Taking you back to the 90s.
Cheap as I'm freaking. I've had such a weekend. I think I must be turning to God. My girlfriend has dumped me and headed for the country. The boy who wears white socks. I wish the payments were burning. The summer was coming along. Instead I'm virtually freezing. I'm working on this boring old song. Cause when the cash hits the account, just can't keep at bay. I wish the tables were turning, something was coming along. Instead I'm virtually freaking, everything is going so wrong. Cause when the touch hits the cap, you know I've always been an also right. Please, please understand. Jesus, I'm freaking. I've had such a weekend. I think I must be turning to dust.
Right, back to the theme, and the theme is 30 years since Radiohead released their best album, The Bends. And the next 12 months look to be a big 12 months for Radiohead. Fingers crossed. So Netflix are set to release a movie documentary on Radiohead, and it's set to premiere in 2026. Haven't got any more than that, but that's what. But I do have some more information about something else. Now, they formed, Radiohead formed an LLP, which is like a company, called RHE UK 2025, and they did it on the 10th of March. So, you know, only a week ago. And the company lists Johnny Greenwood, Colin Greenwood, Ed O'Brien, Philip Selway and Tom York as the designated members. Who knows why? Maybe, fingers crossed, please, a tour from Radiohead in the next 12 months.
Just like the last one.
My Own Lung by Radiohead, written about their the most popular song off their debut album, Creep, with which they apparently had quite a complicated relationship. But when you're writing songs about your own songs, you know that you are onto a winner, and that whole album is a winner. Had a message from Mark. He says, a few lively numbers this evening. Keep it up. 30 years. He can't believe it. I know, he can't believe it. And Cast are on tour, 30 years of their debut album All Change, and that starts in Dublin on the 29th of October, then they go Belfast, Nottingham, Oxford, the grandly named Torquay Arena, Birmingham, Cardiff, Leeds, Bournemouth, London, Manchester, Sheffield, Newcastle, Glasgow, and ending on the 5th of December in Liverpool. That will be a massive gig, so let's start with one of their biggest songs off that debut album.
You gotta let it out if you wanna let it in. You gotta let a little bit of loving in and make it all begin. You gotta look by time, pick the right time and make a change. Cause it's a look by time to pick the right time and make a change. So when you're gonna learn that it takes all sorts, don't you think I'd like to be a little dad if we had the same thoughts? Cause you're taking all the good, but you're leaving with the bad. And if you don't make a change pretty soon, there won't be nothing coming back. You gotta look by time, the right time to make a change. Cause it's just by time, the right time to make a change. I do believe you read the verse.
Can't wait until November to get your slice of live Britpop. Don't forget that Ocean Colour Scene and Cooler Shaker are both playing. Ocean Colour Scene are headlining, are playing, and that kicks off now. Get out there, people.
Rapping on the windows, whistling down the chimney pot, blowing out the dust in the room where I forgot. I laid my plans in solid rock. Stepping through the door like a troubadour, while I'm just an hour away. Looking at the trees on the roadside, feeling it's a holiday. But you and I should ride the coast and wind up in our favorite coast just miles away. Thank you.
stepping through the door with a night of star wine just an hour away. Stepping to the sky and the star bright, feeling it's a brighter day.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
Too much to pack in this week. I'm sorry, too many 30-year anniversaries. But I'm going to leave you with some Oasis. As ever, thanks for listening. See you on the flip side.
Finger at me, but it's all